The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ." Hebrews 4 and verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Think about the magnitude of the meaning of those words. Let's just cut to the chase, which means get to the point. Here's the point. If you want to be able to deal with the issues of life from a position of strength, then get into the word of God and stay there. Do not waste your time listening to the many different social media platforms where those who speak it may not have a belief in the living God. Learn to follow Jesus by taking him at his word. He will not let you down. There are many circumstances that we are faced with in life when the only thing we can do is pray about it. But then there are times when an individual has the opportunity to make a difference. There is great concern about the things happening today. We can be a complainer, but it will not solve the problem. Psalms 46 and verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." When there is a willingness to trust in the wisdom of the living God, we will at least have an understanding of why things are the way that they are today. The brethren were reminded of the challenges of this age and how to be prepared in Ephesians 6 verses 11 through 13. The Apostle Paul says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." There are times when all we can do is pray, but there are times when action in addition to prayer becomes necessary. We are a divided country. Jesus says in Matthew 12 and verse 25, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand." Today, many words are being spoken by leaders of this country that are highly divisive and designed to keep us divided. Somebody needs to speak words that edify. The political rhetoric will continue to have a negative impact on those who look to our leaders for answers instead of the constant stream of finger pointing. Consider the words to the brethren in Ephesians 4 and verse 29, which says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Verses 31 and 32 says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you."